5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Trigger warning.
With Travis Trimble.
What's up, everybody? It's another episode of Trigger Warning with Travis Trimble. Today, we're going to be doing stuff a little bit differently than we usually do. I got my friend, Damone. What's up, Damone?
Living the dream.
We co-host Book It together on our own stream and the Nerdcore stream. And speaking of Nerdcore, I've got the Nerdy Chicano himself, Raul Alejandro Mendoza, back again. What's up, Raul?
That's right. Book me at www.patreon.com/nerdcore. That's how you can get me to come on your shows.
I don't pay him for shit.
Yeah, we're not fucking paying you.
Today we're going to do a watch party for the first time. It's something I'm going to do from time to time. Break up the monotony of doing interviews and stuff like that. Just have fun. Today we're going to watch the first ever Hell in a Cell match. This was Damone's idea. I've personally never seen this match, so if any of you have not seen it either, it's Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. The pay-per-view is In Your House, Bad Blood, 1997. Hopefully you guys will watch along with us. We're starting at, our timestamp is 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 10 seconds. So everybody go ahead and get ready for that. Damone, you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, my name is Damone Allen. Like Travis said, we're on Book It together. I've known Travis and Raul for, I think it's been like 2 years, and we're both, or all of us are mods and admins in the Reach for the Ropes group, which we talk about on Book It a lot. I've been a wrestling fan pretty much my whole life. I got triplet girls. Pretty much it.
He also has the coolest wife in the history of wives. I'm her biggest fan. One day we're going to have them on here for couples therapy, and it's going to be the best episode you guys ever fucking hear. But
before that. Or at the end of my marriage, one or the other.
You can ask Raul, this is therapy.
I'm glad you completely skipped over what I said.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, and he's completely hung like a horse.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
I'm going to skip over that. Raul, you need to work on yourself a little therapy. Bit.
Yeah, this is therapy.
What was that? I like that you said admins and said admins or whatever Mike says all the time, because every time he says that word, it makes me cringe. He says it weird on Book It, and I just want to kick him when he says it. But so hopefully everybody's ready to watch now. Are you guys both ready?
Yep.
I feel like we gave them plenty of time to get there and do what they need to do. If you haven't already, pause, get where you need to go, and then press play.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3, press play.
So are we doing like a commentary of this?
Yeah.
Was doing the commentary on it.
So we got the GOAT, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Yeah. I just want to point out how hot China looks right here.
China looks like a man. That's the only L Triple H has taken his whole life, is being with her.
Man. He almost married her, so...
I'm glad he didn't. He was going to, but then he realized, how am I going to...
take over the entire world?
No, how am I going to marry a girl that has pecs bigger than mine?
Hey, but rest in peace, China.
We've got the original DX. They're doing very questionable things to each other. The Triple H Shawn Michaels relationship was very questionable.
Dude, they were just best friends.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those two men kiss each other on the mouth.
Hey, man, it's 2018, bro. Let that shit, you know?
Well, it wasn't 2018. It was 1990, like,
well, they were living in 2018.
They were living in
the future. That you can see the pyro in the ring. Like, that would never happen nowadays. Not just because they don't do pyro anymore, but just because they would hide it.
By the way, I fucking forgot that Shawn was the European champion during this time.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're. Remember, do you guys remember when Lana posted that photo of the European Championship just to fucking troll the fans? And she deleted it right after, and all the dirt sheets were like, "Oh, Rusev is gonna bring the is gonna relinquish the U.S. title to bring the European title and stuff like that."
That was a long time ago. I forgot
that actually would have been. I didn't believe it, but that would have been kind of cool. Like, yeah. I kind of wanted Shinsuke to like say, "Forget the U.S. title. Don't speak English," and like change it to like the Japanese championship or something.
A strong style title.
Yeah, strong style title or something like that.
Yeah, and like just have him like dump the like, you know, have him dump the fucking U.S. title and have him like take a knee and shit, and you know, just bring out the fucking Japanese title. That'd be fucking awesome.
I wish I had Shawn Michaels' body and chest hair, but with Triple H's hair.
Yeah, Triple H had so much flow. I miss it. And this is long hair.
I like him as a bald man with a big beard, but like, I really miss the long hair too. I miss my long hair as well.
I don't know how I feel about the bald head and the beard. Makes him look like he's in a motorcycle gang or some shit.
Yeah, it makes him look fucking terrifying.
Yeah, he's a scary dude now. Rick Rude looks like Vince McMahon with a mustache. Just want to put that out there.
R.I.P. Rick Rude.
This is Hunter Hearst Helmsley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not until he gets that really sick theme song, the My Time.
My Time. One of my favorite theme songs of all time.
Yeah, I agree. It's much better than Time to Play the Game, but that, who am I talking? Like, who am I just my opinion, right?
Yeah.
But not very many people share that opinion.
Once the character changed, it made sense that he changed.
Yeah, but at the same time, I still like that song.
While y'all are sucking Achoff, this is the man who I think is the greatest of all time, dude.
Trash.
I wouldn't go that far.
This is one man that no matter what day you put him out there,
he's important.
Yeah, dude, come on.
He's important, but he's not.
I would put him in the top five, but he's not number one.
To me, he is the greatest of all time, no matter what. Bring him out tomorrow. Bring him out on Saturday. He gets that crowd fucking pumped.
So this.
All right, guys. I'm breaking out my wine cooler. Episode is brought to you by Seagram's Escapes Jamaican Me Happy Wine Coolers, featuring the flavors of lemon, strawberry, watermelon, and guava. Yeah.
Episode is brought to you by Ozarka Purified Water. Sorry to Austin, Texas. They don't have clean water right now. So I'm going to take this sip in your honor. Eric?
Sorry to fucking Flint, Michigan that hasn't had clean water for like 6 years. Fuck Austin, Texas.
Hey man, my brother's over there.
Well, tell him don't drink the water.
Yeah, no, he's doing good. He said fuck it and he used it to brush his teeth, but I mean, you got to...
That's the most broke college student shit I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, you know what? I could die from this poisonous fucking water, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm still going to brush my teeth.
Yeah, you got to brush your teeth.
Can't afford a fucking bottle of water to brush my teeth. What the fuck? All right. Shawn Michaels is looking like the Cowardly Lion right now.
That's kind of the point. He's a cowardly heel.
Can we please recast Shawn?
I feel like he's being like facetious though. It doesn't look like he's actually scared. Looks like he's just being an asshole.
Well, so he's being Shawn Michaels?
Exactly.
And this is gonna be like my movie, you know, knowledge coming in here, but I'm so glad they fucking upgraded from these cameras. God, I do not miss the fucking 90s camera quality.
Oh, dude. I do. I like that not grainy bit, feel.
Dude. Not one bit do I not miss this fucking terrible quality. It's fucking like 360 or 720p right now.
Y'all see this guy's, this is that cameraman's shoes? No. If you work for WWE, you couldn't buy some cleaner shoes?
Hey, man.
It was tough
times, man.
They were tough times. There wasn't Supreme. Calm down, man.
All right, Undertaker is stalking Shawn Michaels here.
Yeah. Shawn is avoiding him.
There's not much place to run. Sean looks like he's having heart palpitations. Might need to get a doctor in there. I'm going to try to do my best to play, do play-by-play. Oh, Sean hits the ropes.
Oh, Sean hits the rope. Ducks under. Ooh, big boot.
Guys, am I
delayed? I think it was a clothesline. I think you might be. I think Damone's definitely delayed. Where are you at, Raul?
Not the big boot. He's picking him up by the hair.
And he's slaying him into the turnbuckle.
He just slammed him into the turnbuckle. Yeah.
All right, we're all right in the same vicinity.
Okay, cool.
You guys comment on things, but let me do play-by-play because I think you guys are behind me a little bit.
Michaels is grasping for air as Taker takes him to the turnbuckle. Oh, my God. Wow.
That's Raul Ranello.
I tell you guys, this is going to be a barn burner. Barn burner right here.
Raul, have you seen this match before?
Huh?
Have you seen this match before?
Hell yeah, dude. I watch this like every time I can possibly get the chance to see it.
I've never seen this match, so.
I go back. I watch this one more than I watch the Mick Foley one.
Oh, he went for the choke slam, but he missed it.
Nope. There comes Sean storming back.
Oh, the fiery comeback for the heel.
Yep. Get the Undertaker rocked right now in the corner.
Sean's got an ass, man.
I don't know what to say to that. You'll only get this type of commentary here in the trigger warning.
Yeah, it's Raul wants to be extra edgy today for some reason.
Oh, man.
By the way, guys, Raul's probably going to leave mid-podcast because he's got to record his own podcast over there at the Nerdcore. He's just waiting on the human germ himself. Brad. Yeah. I don't know Brad's last name. I don't want to. It's just Brad.
It's just Brad.
Brad.
Hey, everybody, also, say thank you to Brad for finally promoting us on the Instagram of Nerdcore for Book It. Thank you for that. All
right. I'll see you guys later. It's time to leave.
He's leaving already. Say bye, Raul. Bye.
Bye, Raul. Are you really leaving?
Yeah, no, I'm really leaving. But I want to do another one of these commentaries.
Oh, we can definitely do that. Undertaker went for old school. Ooh, Sean sold it like a champ.
Ooh.
Actually, I can bring Brad over to do one of these.
Right now?
Oh, no, not right now. I'm talking later on.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
But like I said,
we can watch Andre versus Hogan.
Fuck, he was probably 40.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen the actual full Hogan versus.
All right, see you, Raul.
Andre, yeah, I don't think I've actually ever seen that.
It's a classic, man. I mean, like, don't if you're watching it for, which you wouldn't be, because I know we watched for the same stuff. If you watched it for like athletic ability, like no, but like in terms of psychology, like there's no one better than Hogan. He knows when to do things and why.
He's just a terrible person.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. But, I mean, you're not dating his daughter, so.
Sean with the kick out?
Oh. Flapjack.
Oh, shit. He got him up high on that one. The way Sean just sat up for it. Sean could always sell, like, fucking amazing. I don't know how to describe it. Like, his selling is just, sometimes it's over the top.
It's always over the top.
It almost gets over, yeah.
What's that
it gets
rose?
Too over the top, but.
What is that? Did you see the rose on the floor?
It looks like a rose.
Why is it there? Is that something
I
missed? I
have no idea.
Did Triple H give Sean that before his match?
Trying to give it to Sean.
No. She would never cheat on the greatest.
This is true.
Oh, Sean's about to take his pants off. The Undertaker is an ugly dude. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. And like having rewatched like the DDP and Sarah stuff, Sarah was not the prettiest woman in the world.
Really? Some reason, yeah. I remember from my childhood her being pretty hot, but I guess I may be incorrect. If I knew where my phone was, I just found it. I will look her up real quick.
But the combination of him and Michelle McCool is really odd.
Oh, I agree. What's her name again, Sarah?
Sarah. I think this is pre...
Sarah looks just like Michelle McCool. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, no, she doesn't. Wait, that's from a distance. I just, like, zoomed in on it. She looks like Michelle McCool mixed with Crash Holly. R.A.P. Crash. R.A.P. Crash. Weighing in at well over 250 feet. What is it? Way over.
Well over 500 pounds.
Well over 500 pounds. Oh! Ooh, that was nice.
Oh. Yeah, this one is like the Undertaker Mankind one is good for like the two spots, but as an actual match itself, it's not the greatest match.
Well, yeah. This one is, I like the way they're using their environment. But I mean, Shawn Michaels is the greatest in-ring worker of all time, I think. Shawn. I just don't think, yeah, Shawn. I just don't think he matches character-wise to where Triple H is. And Triple H isn't far enough away from him in the ring for Shawn to catch up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I would definitely say Shawn's probably my second favorite of all time. Or I'd put them at number two on the list of greatest of all time. Two or three. I would throw Flair in there.
What about Kurt Angle? I don't feel like he gets the credit he deserves.
I would say Kurt is in my top 10.
I think Kurt might be better than Flair. I know it's unpopular, but...
I would say Flair was a better promo. Was so much more of a better promo. Not that Kurt wasn't a good promo, he was. But I would say Flair was so much of a better promo. He was probably the best that... I would say in-ring, they're comparable.
I don't think so. I think Kurt Angle's much better than Flair. Is that a real tattoo on Taker's face? Or is it just Sharpie?
I think it might just be Sharpie.
I think so, because I don't remember that anymore.
Well, I know he had the Sarah. And then I think once they got divorced, he, like, zapped it off.
Well, he had it covered at first, and now it's gone completely. I think. Or no, it's still covered. I don't know. He might have it removed now. Who fucking knows?
Yeah. Come on, that was a dumb move on his part.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the only, like, person I would ever get tattooed on me would be, like, my kids. And that's literally it.
By the way, guys, Damone has the cutest kids I've ever seen in my entire life.
Thanks, Travis.
I think Abby's my favorite. Sorry, Ava and Eleanor. That's Dropture. Do you want me to edit that out? I just realized that your kid name dropped your kids.
No, you're fine. I don't care. Okay. Oops, Sean with the thunderous right hand.
This always got me. Because like it's something I miss in wrestling now, where they never just like straight punch the shit out of each other. But at the same time, like Jim Ross says, your face doesn't, there's no, like, your body doesn't sell it at all. If you get punched in the head 10 times, you're going to be bloody and bruised.
Sean trying to stand up. Oh, And I always forget Taker's naturally a redhead.
I know. When I start to see the red come through that dark hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
The Prince of Darkness has red hair? I did love, though, the Ministry of Darkness.
Oh, yeah, me too. I feel like he could have brought that back.
Yeah, I think he was a couple times, yeah.
Like, think about him in, like, Ascension, Stardust, maybe Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Bray, but I kind of feel like Bray needs to be on his separated.
Do you remember when Stardust and Ascension were together?
For like a hot minute, yeah.
I want to book Stardust and Ascension versus the Wyatt family.
In this match, I feel like they use their environment, like the actual cage around them, way more than it gets used today.
Oh, I agree.
Legit, like, using the cell.
You know who would be a great match? Shawn Michaels versus Eddie Guerrero. Prime on Prime. Could you imagine? Damone? Alright, guys, I don't know what happened to Damone, but eventually he'll pop back up in here. Let's just keep watching this match. Oh, Shawn Michaels hits Undertaker with the steel steps straight to his back. Ooh, another shot to the back. Damone, where are you at, buddy?
Oh, I'm here. I lost you for a second.
Okay. Did you hear what I said about Shawn Michaels and Eddie Guerrero?
No.
That would be a good match.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a great match. It is crazy that they never had a match.
I know. I think that they said that was the plan for 20, whatever WrestleMania Eddie died right before.
Yeah.
I guess because
I know Eddie was about to, get a push. He was going to get the world title.
Yeah.
Ooh. You won't see that move anymore. Pile driver on the steel steps.
You won't see a stunt puller pile driver either, anyway.
Yeah, true. Which is probably a good thing.
Oh, for sure.
You don't need another draws or Stone Cold situation.
Exactly. Or Paige. Daniel Bryan. Or
Paige. Yeah.
Edge. You know, I mean, there's so many out there. Christian. There. Exactly.
Did Christian ever officially retire? Was it he, like, just stopped appearing?
He just stopped appearing.
I don't remember him actually.
Did you see that? Did your guys' cameras do that too?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think it's just, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's just 90s shitty camera work.
Okay, I think he might have kicked the camera when he's getting into the ring. Oh, axe handle.
But yeah, like you were saying, I feel like they actually like use the cage a lot more than like you see. No.
Oh, I agree. Nothing makes me more mad than when you have a stipulation like the Hell in a Cell and it ends up just being a regular singles match inside the cage and they don't use inside the ring and they don't use the
stipulation.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like false count anywhere and they never attempt to fall outside the ring.
Exactly, right. Like,
what the fuck was it a false count anywhere match for?
If it's a false count anywhere match, you better pin them in the crowd.
Yeah, you backstage. Better at least attempt. Like, yeah. You can win in the middle of the ring. I'm fine with that. But you better at least attempt to win a match, like, outside the ring.
Oh, hard shot with the chair.
It's an awkward looking fucking chair.
Yeah. Well, that's a real ass chair right there. Have you ever touched the tables, like, the types of tables that they're breaking through?
No.
It's ridiculously hard, heavy, and thick. Like,
I guess it makes sense to like break the fall. Like, that's how you want it. You want it to break clean.
But shit. Like,
Sean chucked the chair.
If I could look like any man in the world other than Roman Reigns and John Stamos, I'd probably pick Shawn Michaels.
Like this version of Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, for sure. Not old man Shawn Michaels. Not cockeyed. The cockeyed kid.
When he was really the heartbreak kid.
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah, because like the HBK, it stopped being even meaning really heartbreak kid. It just meant he was just HBK.
Yeah.
Ooh, Taker stuck in between the ropes.
That's something you never see anymore either.
No, you don't see the arm trap.
That's a lost art. Another lost art is when they're putting them, like, they never do, like, a sleeper hold or, like, a headlock anymore, where they look like they're about to pass out, and then they do the arm thing. You know what I'm talking about?
I lost you for a second again.
What was that you said? When you're... They never do, like, sleeper holds anymore, and then where they look like they're about to pass out, and they do the three-arm trick thing. You know what I'm talking about, where they lift the hand up and then drop it? Damone's missing again, guys. He's got the internet of a potato. Oh, Shawn Michaels just punched the camera guy. I was beating the shit out of him. Nice. Shawn Michaels is an asshole. Stomped on that guy's head. That poor defenseless cameraman that looks like he's built much bigger than Shawn Michaels is, so he's probably a worker. Oh, you're back?
Yep, I'm back.
What was I saying?
You were saying something, I don't even remember, and then the cameraman started getting beat up.
Yeah, because I asked you some questions, and I don't remember now, so. Oh, about the sleeper hold.
Oh, what do I think about the sleeper hold?
No. It's a lost art now.
Oh,
where they do the sleeper hold and then they do the hand drop to see if you're knocked out.
Yeah, now when they do the hand drop, they just call the match after one arm drop.
Yeah, like no, that's how you build the whole thing.
Yeah, you do the one,
two,
then the two, or when it goes almost all the way down and then at the last second, arm shoots back up.
I don't think even Hogan could get it over in this climate.
Like, even though I'm not a Hogan fan, I will give him props. He could get the emotion out of the crowd.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not a Hogan fan by any means. I'm just saying.
No.
That's another... We should watch that show. We should watch Hogan versus Sean SummerSlam.
That cluster.
Mm-hmm. Shawn Michaels is the only guy I know that'll drag somebody further away from the turnbuckle to do it. I thought that was Paul Heyman, but it was actually Sergeant Slaughter. So why does he have a mustache? Okay, I'm just gonna put that out there. This was real.
Elbow drop to the heart.
That was to the throat. Undertaker would be dead. What is Sergeant Slaughter doing?
Yeah, what the fuck is Sergeant Slaughter doing?
I've never seen this. I don't even know what the storyline is here, but I thought Sean was the heel.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, Sean is the heel, and it's for the I'm pretty sure it's for the title. And Sergeant Slaughter hates DX. So I'm pretty sure he's trying he's getting the cameraman.
Oh, that was a good spot. Because that's how they're gonna get out of the cage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, sweet chin music.
Ooh, sweet chin music. But the ref's distracted. Ooh.
Taker sat straight up. Shawn said, okay, I'll go ahead and leave.
Yeah, I'm out. Bye, Earl. You guys got this. I'm out. You guys got this. Like, nope. Get back here. Yep, and that's how they get out of the cage.
He is flat-backed on concrete.
And we wonder why Sean lost half his career.
Hey, you know what? Didn't I do something similar to this in my book it? Where he throws probably. Him into the he throws him into who was it though?
I don't remember.
It might have been Sean, who knows?
And Sean's a bloody mess. He's wearing the crimson mask.
No, I literally did this exact thing. Oof. Where he lawn darts him.
Yeah.
If he does it again, I'm calling gimmick infringement.
From you. Saying that this match is like 30 years old.
Bruh. Right. If he does it a third time and catches him, like, that's literally the exact same thing I said. Like, if he catches the cage and climbs up, I quit. I think he kicked him in the gonads, boys.
Low blow.
Ooh. You know what? As much as I'm against blading, because I find it, like, kind of disgusting in general.
Yeah.
I miss blood.
Yeah. I think, like, I'm not saying, I don't need it to be, like, blood every match, like, CZW or anything crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Certain feuds, it would, Gargano versus Ciampa in their last man standing. Like, if Ciampa, they're, like, one of them was, like, a bloody mess. Like, it would definitely help the storyline. Like, I would say if there was blood, like, twice.
You're breaking up.
Yep. Am I good now?
Yeah, you said twice what?
Okay. Oh, I said, like, if you had, like, a match where there was blood, like, two or three times a year, I'd be great with it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they kind of do blood. Hard ways. Ooh. Could you imagine how scary that'd be? Damone. Sorry, Damone's potato internet's
kicking back in. You gonna throw him?
Now he's back. You know how scary it'd be up there, Damone? Ooh.
Travis.
Damone.
Yep, can you hear me? Yes. I don't know why...
What?
I don't know why it keeps going out.
Because you're a potato internet. You must have borrowed Raul's internet for the day.
Yeah, I must have.
Oh!
Yep, there goes Sean through the table.
Oh my god.
I kind of also miss those giant monitors.
Oh, me too. Now they have the tablets.
Yeah. It's like you can't hit anyone over the head with a tablet.
They just recently went to that, though, in the last couple years.
Yeah. I miss the giant TV monitors where they would have to, like, where you got to yank them out of the tape. You got to yank them out of the table, throw them to the side, or you hit the guy in the head with it.
Yeah. The poor Spanish analysis table always gets broken.
Every single time.
Look at Shawn Michaels doing the Charlie Brown shuffle.
Run, Sean, run.
Oof. This match is making my body hurt.
Oh, he's so fucking bloody. Sean's a bloody mess. Is go back inside the cell finally.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Harold Christ.
Jesus Harold Christ.
If you don't know what that's from, you need to go back and listen to Book It.
Exactly.
That cage is got a low ceiling. Like, I feel like Taker could jump up and grab that if he wanted to.
Probably.
I mean, like, from that angle, look at it.
Yeah, it does look really small. Yeah, I feel like they've raised and then lowered, then raised and lowered the cell, like, height multiple times.
I think it's the biggest cell ever now, right?
So I also felt like it looked smaller at the last one.
It might have. I don't know. Well, it's red now, so maybe the red gives it that effect.
Maybe, yeah, maybe it gave it that effect. Okay, from this angle, from this angle, it looks
taller.
High as fuck. Yeah.
What the fuck? The chairs aren't even the same colors.
or the
what?
Same type of, or are they even the same type of chair?
No, they're not. Oh, that gave me a headache.
And you definitely won't see that anymore.
Thank God. Uh oh. I forgot this is when this happened.
Yep. What the hell's happening? The lights have just gone out.
It's dark.
I also missed the flashing, the flashing lights from the camera angle. From the
yes.
Who is that? Who is it?
It's Who is that fat man? Kane.
It's gotta be Kane.
Who's that fat guy?
You're joking, right?
Yes, I'm joking. It's Paul Bear.
Paul Bear. Oh my god. It's gotta be Kane.
Earl Hebner's are taking so much abuse. Earl Hebner, goat, is the goat referee.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's like the referee everyone knows his name.
What's the other Hebner's name?
Earl.
And Earl's and brother.
Earl's brother. Nate, nope. I'm taking Nick Patrick. That's the WCW that won, though.
Is that... No, Nick Patrick is the NWO guy, right?
Yeah, he's the NWO ref.
What's the little Nage? Charles Robinson. Oh. Kane said, fuck you. I got fire. Taker's like, holy shit.
You can turn the lights out? I can set shit on fire.
Oh. Kane goes for it.
Maybe.
What's he doing?
Showing everyone. Showing it to the crowd. Oh, tombstone. I miss this Kane.
I miss old school bald, no shirt, no mask Kane. I also always find this weird that Paul Bearer had brown hair.
Well, you wouldn't have. What year were you born?
96.
96. So you were like a year. So it makes sense that you'd never seen this match.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No. I think I probably.
Nope, there goes Sean.
I'm trying to think because I can definitely remember watching wrestling during WCW times. Because I remember we would watch Ripley's Believe It or Not at 7.
Oh, shit,
from 7 to 8. Joke. And then from 8 to 9, we would watch Nitro. And then from 9 to 11, I would watch Raw.
I didn't see the third one. Sean wins. I didn't either.
I was confused. I thought he was going to tap with the other hand.
Yeah, that's confusing. What I thought, too.
Like
a bloody mess, but he gets the win. Thanks to Kane.
Here comes Fabio. Triple H. And Mantar. I mean China. Look, I could beat John Cena up, but I could not beat China up. What'd you say?
Who would have thought Triple H would be the most successful, the like one with the least like health issues?
I mean, yeah. I didn't really know any of their personal lives, so. I don't know, Triple H is looking like a snack right there. With the chain.
With the chain.
Triple H also looks like Gangrel right there, too, so I don't know. I think it was the faces he was making.
I fucks with Gangrel, though. Speaking of which, Gangrel directs porn.
What?
Which is weird. Yeah, he's like a porn director.
You know who else directs porn? DJ Yella from NWA.
Did not know that.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird. It's Kane. It's Kane. It's gotta be Kane.
That is bananas.
So, the first Hell in a Cell.
What'd you say? I'm sorry?
What did you think of the first Hell in a Cell?
I liked it. I thought it was pretty decent.
Personally, my favorite is still Triple H versus, probably because I love Triple H, but my favorite is still Triple H versus Cactus Jack.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's definitely my favorite. I am going to go with an unpopular opinion for one of my favorites. So, I'm a huge fan of Charlotte versus Sasha.
Oh, Charlotte versus Sasha was a really good one, too.
Like, there's so many people that are go against it. Now, like, I don't understand why.
No, it was a really good match. Like, from her, the opening of Charlotte attacking Sasha, Sasha getting off the gurney, which I guess the argument against that was that like they already had done that a couple, like a little while earlier, or earlier in the year, they'd done the getting off the gurney thing. But
who'd they do it with?
I think it was Daniel Bryan. It might not have been earlier in the year, but they had done it. Right? I think it was with Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So people were like, oh, they just copied that. Like, yeah, but that happens. Like, a lot of the matches have, like, finishes or parts of it are like callbacks to earlier matches.
Yeah, I'm looking at the cover art for this pay-per-view, and it's The Undertaker holding the head of The Undertaker. What even? Why were the 90s so edgy?
crazy time to be alive, man.
Yeah.
Ed would have been 9 years old at this point.
Are you a millennial?
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. So that means you don't consider yourself a millennial. You hate us?
I don't know. No, I don't hate millennials or anything.
I hate Gen Xers. They're bastards. I'm joking.
I get confused on what is what. But yeah, I think I'm technically a millennial.
I think you are. When did you born?
Like 89.
Yeah, you're definitely a millennial. Like even the later ones are like, because there's no set definition, but like it's as early as 76 to 83. So anytime, like, you're definitely a millennial by like all standards.
Yeah.
But I don't actually hate you, Gen Xers. Don't get your panties in a bunch of snowflakes. I'm just saying that we're constantly given
this a little bit.
Yeah, like there's so much shit. That's a different podcast for a different day. This was supposed to be a fun episode, not a political episode. But I hope you had fun.
Yeah, I did have fun. It was good. It was a good match.
Eventually we'll get Mike on here when he gets off house arrest.
We're the Peter Pan generation.
The what?
Some psychologists look at it as the Boomerang Generation or Peter Pan Generation because of the members' perceived tendency for delaying some rites of passage into adulthood for longer periods than most generations before them.
Because we can't afford shit.
Yeah,
you guys got to buy a fucking house with $5. We got to fucking sell our souls and have 60 years work experience for an entry level job, you fucking cucks.
Pretty much. But yeah, it's because what young people today are seeing is that approach in prior generations, you get married and you start a career and you do that immediately. What young people today are seeing is that approach has led to divorce, the people unhappy with their careers. The majority want to get married. They just want to do it the right way, right the first time, the same thing with their careers. So instead of like getting married at like 18, we're getting married like in our 30s. I'm the exception. I got married when I was 24.
I'm not getting married.
Yeah, 24? No.
Tom, 75.
Yeah, it was like 24.
Who knows? I bet I have a kid before I'm married, though. Definitely feel that one coming.
A kid before you're married?
Yeah, I'm trying to do everything backwards.
Well, just make sure that you get the child support, like, taken right out of your check. That way you have a legal record.
Oh, I definitely will.
Last thing you want to do is not do that and then have the woman, like, say, oh, I never got any money. Not that all women do that. I'm not saying that. A lot of women don't, but you never know.
We're going to get fucked up for this episode. The feminists are going to hear this shit and go the fuck off. Some girl went off on me because she showed me a picture of somebody and I said, yeah, she's cute, but she's too skinny for me. And she went off because I said she was too skinny. I'm like, what? I can't have references now? What the fuck? That's also a joke, guys. It's a joke. Don't take me serious. I say stupid shit to make you laugh. I consider myself a feminist. Like I said, I'm sexist against men. Damone.
Oh, sorry. Phone cut out again.
Okay.
Or whatever. Or
headphones cut out. The phone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it a landline? Yeah.
I guess I.
No, because like, look.
I guess I consider myself a feminist too.
Look. This is why I say I'm sexist against men. It's a Joe Rogan skit, but like, I definitely agree with it. So say the Harvey Weinstein thing, right? If Harvey Weinstein propositioned your daughters when they're older, you're going to want to fucking kill him, right?
Exactly.
But if Harvina Weinstein propositioned your fucking son to be Batman, you're going to be like, dude, you're going to be fucking Batman. Like, it's not the same standards.
Yeah, it's fucked up, and it should be the same standard, but...
Yeah, but I'm just as guilty as everybody else.
Yeah, true.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to fucking, like... Like he said, he's like... You see somebody with a Ferrari, like, oh, dude, nice Ferrari. How'd you get that? He's like, oh, I had to eat a bunch of pussy for it. Like, okay. Good for you. Like, congratulations.
As if you said the same thing to a woman. She's like, I had to suck a bunch of dick for it. And you'd be like,
Yeah, exactly. Either A, we'd think she's a slut. Or B, we'd be like, how dare those fucking pigs of men.
Exactly. How dare they use you.
And another reason I think that I'm a feminist is because, like, overall, I definitely think that women are the superior species. Like,
oh yeah,
we're fucking morons.
Like, yeah, we honestly should have. It probably shouldn't have been Hillary, but we should have
won. Oh, I agree.
See how they give that a run.
Right, like, women don't do as much dumb shit as us. Like, there's a statistic that. Of the past, I think since 1940, don't quote me on that part, But out of mass shootings, there was only three that involved women. Only one that had one, like, had one person involved as an, like, a solo woman. The other two had multiple men and a woman. Like, isn't that, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, we're fucking idiots.
Yeah, we are. We're dumb. I can't even deny it. It's like, oh, gender, sex, we're dumb. We do stupid things. We don't think all the time.
I was watching Joe Rogan Experience when he had Ben Shapiro on there. Which I'm not a Ben Shapiro fan. But
me either.
Can't he was stand. Talking about, I haven't had time to research it, but it was interesting to say the least. So next episode, maybe, well, not the next episode, because I'm about to record that like now. But eventually I'll give you guys if it's true or not, based off my own research. But there's a male brain and a female brain. Like, they're conditioned to think differently. Which is interesting to say the least.
It is. I don't know how scientifically true that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
That is research, but
I know. But he destroyed me with facts and logic, and it was epic.
Meme. But
shout out to John.
Shout out to John.
My worst son.
Our worst son.
Yeah, is it your son too? Shit.
Yeah. Remember I adopted him like this
weekend. Oh, yep. I remember that. Because me and Damone are in a no-hetero relationship.
Exactly. Long walks on the beach. Sorry, Raul.
I was about to... Oh. Apparently it's true. So, sorry, I'm trying to look for.
No, you're fine.
Male brains utilize nearly 7 times more gray matter for activity, while female brains utilize nearly 10 times more white matter. Gray matter are areas of the brain are localized, so they are information and action processing centers in specific splotches in a specific area of the brain. So it's kind of like tunnel vision. Once we're deeply engaged in something, a task or a game or whatever it is, we don't really pay attention to our surroundings as much. That's men. Because we had more gray matter. White matter is the networking grid that connects the brain's gray matter and other processing centers with one another. Girls tend to more quickly transition between tasks than boys do. This explains why in adulthood, females are usually great multitaskers, while men excel in highly task-focused projects.
It does make a lot of sense.
And yeah, I agree.
It is pretty...
Females often have a larger hippocampus, which is the memory center. And they usually have a higher density of neural connections into the hippocampus. So they usually input or absorb more sensorial and emotive information than males do. And that's sensorial means information to and from all 5 senses. So I'm sure you've had this experience. I've definitely had this experience where someone's like, usually it's a girl. I've never heard a guy say something like this. Where they're like, oh, it smells like this. And I'm not saying like it smells like vanilla. I'm saying like they relate memories to smell.
Yeah. Or taste. I call it this, but I say I'm smell blind. Where like, I can't really smell anything.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, my sense of smell is like terrible.
But like, I feel like that's men in general. Like, I feel like we don't see, hear, or smell as well as women anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, but yeah, like, I have allergies and asthma. And like, I just have always had trouble. Yeah, I'm broken.
We just need to throw the whole Demona away and get a new one.
Yeah, pretty much. If I can figure out a way to Futurama it and just put my head in a jar, or like put my brain into a computer and just live off of it like that, I'd be good.
Okay, so real talk, would you sign up to be a cyborg?
Yeah.
I 100% would be a fucking cyborg.
Yeah, I don't see any downside.
Yeah, what the fuck? I don't die? Okay.
I live forever? Sure.
Like, what? Then I never have to realize if either A, God doesn't exist and it's just game over, which I suspect to be true, or B, God does exist and then I have to, like, pay for my non-believerness, which is going to
exactly.
suck.
Yeah, exactly. Either way.
Either way it's going to suck.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, and if you're a cyborg, like, yeah, eventually you'll be alive when the sun explodes, and then you'll be dead. But like, that's gonna be crazy to see.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight the sun. Fuck it.
That's why you need the Space Force to fight the sun when
exactly.
it explodes.
That's right. Listen. I've designed the Space Force. It's the best Space Force. Lots of people have told me it's a great Space Force. They tell me, you've got the greatest space force. You know, I don't even ask stars anymore. I just go up there, I just grab them. Grab them right by the meteorite. And you know, when you're a star yourself, they let you.
Only the best star.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before I cut this off? We're about an hour or so.
No, not really. No, it was fun.
Thanks.
Definitely do it again.
Eventually we'll get Michael in here, guys.
Yeah, eventually. Mike's doing something Dungeons and Dragons or something.
Dweebs and Dorks.
Yeah. Something like that.
No, I don't think he's doing that tonight. I think Melanie just won't let him come play.
Yeah, he's probably like locked in the dungeon.
Tell Danielle she can come on here, too.
I will.
Tell her I'm pushing for it.
I'll talk to her and see if she wants to do it.
Okay.
So, well, it will either be a good therapy session, or I'll be on here cursing your name because I'm divorced and, like, living, sleeping in my car.
It doesn't have to be a therapy session for real. I just think that's funny to say. We can talk about whatever.
I know.
I mean, we just watch wrestling and then discuss brains.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want it to be therapy, I'm here. I'm here for it, man.
Well, yeah, no. I got nothing to plug except for Book It, which we both are on, which new episode comes out tomorrow, but you guys won't hear this for a while, so.
Yeah, because this is going to be one of those, like, in the closet.
End. Yeah. But you post on Thursdays, right?
I do, so there's always going to be a new episode after this.
Yeah, there'll be a new episode of Book It. I have no idea what it's going to be, but there'll be a new episode of Book It the next day after you guys hear this, so on the Nerdcore, or Corpse, or however they're pronouncing it now, we're on their feed, as well as we have our own feed. Check out Reach for the Ropes, the wrestling group we're in charge of. Have some fun there. Looking forward to the other episodes on Trigger Warning.
Thanks, guys. Check out all the other episodes we got going on. Support me so I don't have to go to work anymore. Make this my job. Please. Get me sponsors.